What more for Agnico? We're going to go at the pipeline of projects as aggressively as we went after Morond. People used to criticize us and say, why are you drilling 9,000 foot deep holes? You know, you're never going to get there. And we always said, well, we'd like to know what we own. We're taking that same approach in Mexico, that same approach in Finland, that same approach at Meadowbank. And in fact, what's going to happen is, although it's still early, we're seeing opportunities starting to generate themselves to increase the output and the reserves of these other projects. We still need to do more drilling. We still have to do a lot of thinking. But in fact, you know, we've said publicly that Pinos Altos, we have to look at the new Mascota area. That looks like it's a standalone, heap leachable, near-surface open pit. We're doing a scoping study this year. We hope to be able to fast-track that at some point. We've said to the market that we've been getting good drill holes in Finland, which is suggesting to us we like sinking shafts. And so our approach at Lapa was sink an exploration shaft that actually looked like a production shaft, because it was a production shaft. And we may be in a position at some point in Finland, based on the drilling, to try that same approach there, because we're hitting good intersections from 600 meters down to 1,000 meters, and it's still wide open. So that looks like it's generating another opportunity. And in fact, when you look at it in Finland, you've got a 4.7 million ounce reserve and resource, and we've got a planned production rate of 150,000 ounces. It just doesn't match. So we're looking at that now. And in fact, we're going to make some changes to make sure that the expertise gets over there to look at the potential to increase that operation at some point. And Meadowbank, big property position, favorable structure over several kilometers. It was not drilled that deep. Elaine and his team are drilling it now deep, and we think there's good potential at some point to have to go underground there as well. So that will be a big part of what we do going forward. And we're not going to do, we don't need to do a large acquisition to bring in other production. What we need to do is work our existing pipeline, maximize those assets, and to augment that, what we will do is continue to look for strategic investments in opportunities that we think, the team thinks, has potential. And we hope to be able to take small investments in those things, hopefully get on the boards of those companies, and have time to understand what the opportunities are, understand what the risks are, and then make a decision whether we get more heavily involved.